don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Rumors prove true as Ford has a new CEO now, the carmaker just naming Jim Hackett to succeed Mark Fields. The company says in a news release Fields is retiring, but Forbes magazine and the New York Times reported just last night that Fields was being pushed out because the board of directors has lost patience with Ford's lagging sales and stock price. California is getting closer to getting an earthquake early warning system. Here's Jason Campadonia.
The system is being built under the leadership of the U.S. Geological Survey and scientists from several local universities. The system could be up and running as early as a year from now, with the focus being on schools to possibly give kids up to a minute to get to a safe place before the ground starts to shake. Right now, the system can give scientists a warning between 8 and 30 seconds before a quake hits. It's estimated that the system will come with a nearly $40 million price tag.
A federal appeals court in Washington rules hobbyists no longer have to register their drones with the FAA. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
A Democratic congressman who called for President Trump's impeachment claims he's gotten voicemails threatening to lynch him as Texas Democrat Al Green played recordings of such voicemails at a town hall in his Houston district over the weekend. The Houston Chronicle reports the voicemails did include death threats, vulgar language, and racial slurs against the congressman, who is black. Green telling MSNBC there were, quote, extreme security measures in place simply for him to hold that town hall meeting. Green called for Trump's impeachment during a speech on the House floor last Wednesday, accusing the president of obstructing justice when he fired former FBI Director James Comey. North Korea's at it again. Here's Richard Jordan.
North Korea says a missile test Sunday was a success. North Korea's state-run news agency said the type of medium-range ballistic missile fired Sunday is now ready for military action. The missile traveled over 300 miles before falling into the Sea of Japan.
After the test, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told Fox News Sunday the U.S. is ramping up pressure on the North for it to end its ballistic missile testing, but he called yesterday's launch disappointing and disturbing. And funeral services for rock star Chris Cornell now set for Friday in Los Angeles. As the musician's body was flown from Michigan to L.A. yesterday, Cornell hanged himself in a Detroit hotel after a Soundgarden show on Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for our surrounding area. 55 out there right now. Showers, little sprinkle out there right now. High maybe in the mid-60s today. Showers likely tonight in the early evening. Patchy fog after 1 a.m. Looking for more scattered showers on Tuesday afternoon. Otherwise cloudy with a high in the 70s. Scattered showers Tuesday night, low in the 50s. Wednesday, again, some scattered showers, high in the 70s. Light wind coming out of the east. Rain continuing into Wednesday and Thursday. Looks like a little bit of water every day. Clearing up Saturday, just in time for Memorial Day weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. It's Chef Bill's Table. Coming to you Monday or whenever you choose to listen in the archives at 100andchamberradio.com. Getting together for our weekly food discussion. Or beverages or both. Celebrations coming up. All right, looks like, well, the next food holiday is... Where is Memorial Day, right? That's in the Midwest, they call it the start of grilling season. All the producers are looking forward to that. It's kind of what drives the summer business, people cooking outside wherever and whenever the weather permits. Kind of gets you out of the kitchen, a little fresh air. Sometimes faster, sometimes not as fast. It's a way, you know, you're hanging out. It's a relaxing way to spend an afternoon, or especially this time of year. Once the summer gets too hot, it's outside dining becomes a little bit of a chore, unless you're by the shore or by a pool where you can cool off here and there. So this is kind of, I know on our patio at Jake's right now is when people elect to eat outside. The summer evenings are okay, but... So if you get humidity, it's can be a little oppressive. But right now is kind of the time for outdoor dining. So we start off grilling season. So, you know, you have 4th of July is kind of considered, I guess that's hot dog and hamburger day, if you will. Or maybe full-out barbecue if you want to spend that much time doing it. Memorial Day, it's the opening of grilling season, but I like to keep it a little bit lean. Not necessarily simple, but keep it lean because we're actually, you know, it's also getting, looking forward to the summer beach season and swimming, and people kind of want to trim up a little bit. You know, we've had our comfortable food all through the cool weather, and now we look to lighten things up a little bit. And grilling is a great way to do it because you can cook with less fats. Of course, in many cases, it takes less time, depending if you're doing a charcoal or hardwood briquettes, or if you're simply what most people have nowadays is the gas grill. I still, you know, the gas grill's fine. It's kind of like cooking inside. You get better sear on things than you can in your kitchen stove. The broilers and kitchen stoves in the ovens there have kind of a little higher humidity. It doesn't really let you brown things that much. And if you do it in the pan, you know, you have the smoke issue. So the grilled food becomes that nice, we like that nice char on things, the caramelization. And we like the hint of smoke flavoring that happens, especially if you're cooking over hardwood or charcoal. There's a way to add smoke to your fire, of course. Even on a gas grill, I think if you can get a, if there's a way on some of them to have a little, even, you know, some aluminum foil with, you could put wood chips in there. Always soak them first so they don't burn up right away. You just want that smoke flavoring. Some people use branches of herbs, you know, thyme or rosemary. It doesn't even have to be the leaves, just the branches have some of the oils in there, the flavor. And used to be smoking was also a preservation method. And now, of course, with refrigeration and freezing, we don't really need to smoke foods to preserve them, although there are many artisan products out there that are smoked and left in a cool spot, but not necessarily refrigerated. Your country hams, some cheeses, things like that, that would be shelf-stable, as we call it, in a cool environment. Not doesn't have to be 40 degrees, but it could be 50, 55 degrees, which would be like an old root cellar, the old cellar temperature. And between the salting and or brining, and then the smoking adds, it helps as a preservative. Smoked salmon comes to mind also. There's cold smoking and hot smoking, and probably what you'd be doing on your grill is mostly hot smoking. Cold smoke is a longer, that's more the preservative and deep flavor process where it's temperature and humidity controlled, lower temperature, not really cooking the food. You're just tying up with the enzymes from the smoke. You've got the salt and sugars from your brine or your rub, things that kill bacteria, and of course getting some of the moisture out of it. If you basically raise the salinity content, you're going to have a preservative effect. So the smoking, the other alternative too is if you don't have the capability of putting smoke, wood chips on your gas grill, you can always use a product called liquid smoke. And liquid smoke, there's some that have some additions to it, some other flavorings may go in there. I used the Wright's, the original one, and it's really just, if you think of when you distill something, you take the vapor and then condense it back. It's a gas, it gets condensed back into a liquid, just like if you're making gin or vodka or whiskey or anything like that. Well, we do the same thing with smoke. So in the charcoal process and other processes where smoke is a byproduct, if that smoke is captured and they're uncooled again, it comes in the form of a distillate, gets back into its liquid state because it actually is just water vapor that's flavored with smoke. And then you have this very intense, powerful seasoning. And I've used it in sauces. And many times you'll see smoke flavoring added, smoke, you know, if something's not the quote-unquote smoked the traditional way, the addition of liquid smoke helps the flavor. And I tell you what, I've brushed it on ribs. I do it at the restaurant. I don't have a smoker per se. I have slow cookers, but without the, I don't have the option of the little tinder box in there to drive the smoke into it. So I end up sometimes using the liquid smoke, other times finishing the product over the charcoal grill to give it the smoke flavor. I've used it in marinades. I've used it in sauces, and I've also just painted it on the ribs. And I tell you, it's a pretty close proximity to the flavor you're looking for. May not penetrate the product as much, although marinating it, I've done especially boneless chicken thighs, the skinless chicken thighs. I'll use a little barbecue rub and a little bit of liquid smoke. Not much, just enough to coat. You don't need to bury it in the thing. It's usually it comes in little bottles. It's use it sparingly. And let the chicken sit overnight with my barbecue rub and that liquid smoke, and slow cook it or even grill it the next day. You could roast it, slow cook it, the chicken thighs, and you'll come out with a smaller cuts like that, the flavoring definitely does permeate it between marination and slow cooking in the oven. Then your product's done. You can slice it cold, or you can slice it and sauce it. You can flash it on the grill. Turns into a nice product with the smoke flavoring that we desire and without the I don't want to say the expense, but, you know, the extra step of making sure you have some chips or have to start a charcoal fire. Of course, the fire is important, and we'll get into that, what your choices are, and there's many best ways to do it, I guess. But I'll tell you what I like to do, and we'll see if you agree. Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, talking about, well, getting our grill ready for the season, right, or our fire. Gas grills, obviously, you hopefully keep them cleaned up and tuned up, make sure you have a full tank of gas, right? That's the other issue. I know many associations don't like the storage of the gas tanks there. I think the charcoal briquettes, for me, the briquettes are good. Sometimes the fast-starting ones have an extra little additive in there. If you're using the charcoal briquettes, of course, you need to give it a good half hour to 40 minutes to burn down to the nice white coals. We used to always, of course, we get impatient. You light the fire. Oh, it feels hot enough. You're cooking on it, and then you get all done cooking, and then all of a sudden you got those coals that are just beautiful and radiant, and we just wasted the best part of the fire. Hardwood pieces are really good. You'll get that nice smoke flavor from them. But the briquettes are good. Great, great invention. And you could use the a little fluid to start it with. I mean, on big barbecues, we used to pour the white gas that you'd use in the lamps there. Not gasoline gas, but let the vapor dissipate for a little while and then throw the match in, and the whole thing would light up without an explosion. Thank God. The first time I saw it, I was a little scared, but you get brave. But electric starters are good. They'll start a few of the briquettes. The little paper or something underneath, some say the best way is in the chimney, which is, if you have one of those, very, very good. The cylinders that you just put the paper in and pile the charcoal in, and it really, because it's narrow like that, it heats them all right through. And then you just dump it in the grill, and you're ready to go. But you want those to be, there should be a nice white ash formed on them. Now, what often happens when you're putting things on the grill, especially if there's a little fat on them or some marinade, of course, things start dripping, right? And what happens, it drips, hits the charcoal, and the ash kind of sputters up there, and you get sometimes that carbonara, I guess, effect. That's where that probably that term came from for the pasta with the dusting of black pepper. You've got this light ash on your food. And, you know, in the Scouts, we used to call those vitamins and minerals, the stuff that would fly onto your food from the fire, but not as appetizing, especially if you're trying to serve some guests. So what we would do on the big barbecues is once the ash had formed, we would actually spray water over the charcoal. Now, you don't want any your grill shelf or anything near it. You want to be have your product upwind from it so the wind doesn't blow it anywhere. And you could do this with a spray bottle. Have some water. We always like to have, you know, when you're grilling, you need a fire extinguisher or something to put the fire out if you get out of control somehow. But a little water bottle just to spritz the, it'll sizzle the charcoal and the ash will fly off of there. And you're not going to put that fire out, trust me. That once those coals have started, that little bit of water is not going to hurt. What it does is slows it down. And then when you put your food on there, it starts, it'll pick back up again and you start to cook. Especially if you have something with skin on it, like chicken or something that's fatty. You don't want that dripping right away and the ash flying up. So put the spritz the ashes. Also, spray bottles are good if you're doing a baste for, say, your longer barbecued ribs and meats like that. Sometimes we have what's called a mop sauce, and that's usually more vinegar-based. It's not sugary. You don't want to put any sugary sauce on your grilled food until the last turn. Make sure your food is cooked first. If you put it on too early, a couple things happen. The sugar caramelizes, and then it does what we call carbonizes. It turns black. And that doesn't taste very good, and also kind of insulates the food from cooking. And it takes longer to cook, and then longer it cooks, the blacker it gets, and you know what I'm talking about. We've all been there. So resist that urge to put sauces on, especially sugary sauces, until your food is cooked, you're doing the last flip and just finishing it. You do want that little bit of caramelization, but you don't want it all charred up. So now what are we going to cook? I said keep it lean, and I know the beef producers out there, there's actually at this time now a lot of very high-quality beef out there if red meat is your thing. And I'm not just, you know, it's a lot more choice, top choice. Certified Angus program has been great for an extra set of rules on top of government grading. Government grading, USDA grading for meats and produce, a lot of it is appearance. Has nothing to do with flavor. You know, USDA number one potato has to look, be blemish-free, whatever, but, you know, it might not taste that good. Or an apple. Looks good, has the right weight, the right size, no blemishes, but no guarantee of flavor. And with meats now, the producers have realized people do want the high quality. And with the higher quality, obviously, a little bit higher price tag. It's not inexpensive anymore. And a lot of the, of course, beef is ground beef in this country. We're a big hamburger country, and but you know, for the grill, burgers, save that for, you know, 4th of July, something fast cooking, you're out in the heat. For Memorial Day, I'm thinking some kind of either skewers, kebabs, or something that you can cook relatively quickly and slice if you're doing red meat, say a flank steak or skirt steak. Kind of resist the temptation to buy those they call them London broils. London broils are recipe, and traditionally made with a flank steak. Flanks are nice because they're lean, They have a very definite grain. You can see the grain, the striation in the meats there. But you have to cook them medium rare. You can't cook them well done unless you're going to braise them. And then you need to slice it properly across the grain, usually a 45-degree angle. Well, these top rounds, if you look, the grain runs straight through the wide part of the meat. You know, you're looking down, face down in the meat case there. Round is a great cut of meat, nice and lean, but if you can't slice it in the right direction, it's very tough. And if it's cubed up, you know, you can marinate for a long time, but truthfully, if you're cooking it beyond medium rare, it's going to be a little bit of work. Now, tenderizing, of course, round steak is very good for what? Chicken fried steak, cube steaks, braising, that's mechanical tenderization, where some of the fibers are broken mechanically by either the cubing machine or a Jacquard meat tenderizer pokes little holes in there. And that's fine and dandy. The other tenderizing, of course, is the meat mallet, like you see chefs pounding out the veal cutlets or chicken breast. And a lot of times we use that more to get uniform thickness, not necessarily to tenderize, but the jagged part of those meat mallets will break some of the fibers and help tenderize. There's chemical tenderizing, which would come through marinades. I don't think anybody sprinkles papain or meat tenderizer. I mean, that papain comes from pineapple juice. If you use fresh pineapple, you're going to get the same effect. Kind of breaks down the fibers there. But too much of that, you can get a very mushy product. But acids, soy sauce, things like that will help tenderize the product a little bit. Of course, cooking will tenderize if you cook long enough. But we're talking the grill here. We don't want to cook these things well done. And slicing. I like to work with the knife. And what I mean by is slicing across the grain. With that top round, it's just hard to do. I think if I had to tackle a piece, if I was given one and said, hey, you have to use this, I would either cut it in sections and grill it and then be able to assess which way to slice it, or I would cook it and then cut it into sections, flip it on its side, give it that quarter turn, so I'm slicing across the grain. This top round as a roast is excellent. I mean, if you have, you talk about pit beef, you know, or beef sandwiches, if you have the wherewithal to cook a top round roast and slice it thinly, I mean, it's beautiful. Or the eye round, sometimes people think it looks like a tenderloin. It's a lean, you know, kind of chewy piece of meat. But roasted, you could do a black pepper rub and get it to rare or medium rare, let it rest, and then slice it thinly. You have something very tasty. So for our speedies, kebabs, that was the other, I'm thinking of things on a stick, southern New York, Binghamton area, the speedies, skewers. And traditional is probably lamb, and lamb is good. If you like lamb, make these things and you cube up the leg. You don't have to use the loin or the rib chops. You can use the leg. Lamb is fairly tender, and even the leg is the round. A little bit of marinating. It's usually a red wine vinegar, some olive oil, a little garlic, mint, oregano. Parsley. Could be as simple as that. Could be your favorite Italian dressing, as long as, again, we don't want too much sugar in there. Let it marinate at least overnight. In fact, some of the stores up there, or even in Syracuse, the stores will sell bottles of the marinade, but also the meat cut for speedies on skewers and even have some already marinated. Some aficionados of these say that even, you know, 2 or 3, 4 days in the marinade is good. Now, the beef, again, you may want to choose your cut a little bit more wisely. You may want something from the sirloin. When you're buying meat, labeling in the stores, it does have to have the primal cut on the label. So there's a few primal cuts. There's the loin, there's the round, the rib, the chuck, and this will be part of the description. So if it says top sirloin from the round, that's part of the leg. That's not closer to the loin, the more tender marble part. That's the more lean part. It's called top sirloin. You want, if you're getting a sirloin steak, get it from the loin. That's right beyond the what your nice New York strip steaks and filet mignons are. And those steaks are going to be a little more tender, less exercised muscle. It'd be a little bit more money. But if you're doing a full big steak like that and slicing it, gives you a much better result. But for Speedy's, my favorite is, again, the boneless chicken thighs. Pork tenderloin does very well for these because not only being tender, you can cut them, easily cut them into nice cubes, take the silver skin off, guaranteed tender and tasty. We've got a break for news here, and we'll come back. We'll structure some Speedies or maybe some other ideas for your lean, quick grill on Memorial Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Together we can work to end the scourge of violence that has taken so many lives.
That's President Trump earlier today as he arrived in Israel, the second leg of his lengthy foreign trip, his first as commander-in-chief. The president now making a historic visit to the Western Wall in Jerusalem. He's the first sitting U.S. president to visit that holy prayer site. Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be holding a private meeting later today. Immediately after landing in Tel Aviv, the president said this on the tarmac.
Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never, ever.
Now, Iran is slamming the $110 billion arms deal the U.S. has done with Saudi Arabia, and it says Donald Trump is spreading Iranophobia. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Back at the table here, back at Chef Bill's table at 100andchamberradio.com. So we've got our fire. We've got decided we're going to do some Speedies. Now, skewers for the your kebabs. The bamboo skewers are always nice. Make sure they're soaked. Probably if you're marinating your product, which we're going to assume the Speedies, a nice pork tenderloin or chicken thigh. When we thread the product on the skewers, of course, if they're soaked in water for a little bit, keeps them from burning up. Metal skewers are okay. One advantage is the heat up help to kind of cook the inside of the product, but at the same time, when you're doing that, the product kind of spins around a little bit. If you've ever done kebabs and you're trying to turn the whole thing, if the product is packed closely together, you seem to have a little better chance. But if you have it not quite so tight, which you kind of want with something like chicken to make sure it cooks all the way, you end up, you know, you're turning, half of them turn and the other half doesn't. You're still sitting there turning individual pieces there to try to get it lined up. I have skewers I've used. They're flat. meaning so instead of being a circular long skewer, the flat ones seem to work well. You get the advantage of the metal, help cook the product, but they don't spin so easily because they're flat. And the other option, of course, if you have round ones, is to skewer two skewers side by side. That's very good in case, you know, you have less chance for things breaking, especially, you know, if you've put a lot of weight on there. The two skewers together, if your pieces are large enough, works very well. The other thing I like Speedies is because traditionally those are not kebabs that we think of with the meats and the vegetables or seafood and vegetables all on the same skewer. That works flavor-wise. I've done nice shrimp ones and that where you have a little bit of some plum tomato and pepper and onion, maybe a mushroom. But seafood's probably the best thing to do with those because seafood will cook quickly. But anything that takes a longer time to cook, sometimes the vegetables get too cooked, and they fall off. Anything can happen, or the meat gets undercooked, and you know, it's not fun. So, cooking vegetables separately on the grill, and you can skewer the vegetables, but probably easier just to do a grilled vegetable platter. We like these for catering instead of the old crudité. And what we like to do is keep the vegetables. Say you've got zucchini and some maybe eggplant, peppers, onions, asparagus this time of year, always great on the grill. Maybe a couple of portobello caps. We'll take the, especially the squashes, and cut them lengthwise into, if they're small enough, you could just cut them in half or cut them in two or three slices. Brush the oil, season them, grill them that way. It's easier. You're down a lot less turning to do. You don't have to worry about them falling through the grates. I know there are vegetable grills you can get that are perforated, so the vegetables kind of roast on top of the grill. But keep the pieces large, and when they're grilled, set them aside, hit them with your dressing afterwards, and then you can always cut these into manageable pieces for your guests. They're good room temperature, good chilled. But if you're doing vegetables, do those first. Excuse me for a second. So, yes, grilled vegetables, great way to start. Temperature sensitive, not really. There's no proteins on there, so they can hang out for a little bit. You can vary them to whatever your guests like. Deviled eggs would also be a cool way to start. I mean, you're doing something inside, but deviled eggs seem to be having a little comeback here, and you can vary those too. So that would be a couple things you could get done ahead. So your vegetables are done. They can sit, and then you'll do your Speedies. And this marinade, again, you can buy in some, I don't know about how far south they'd sell it, but basically, it's kind of like a good homemade Italian dressing. Make sure there's the garlic, if you like, or onion in there. If you don't like garlic, don't put it in, or put the powder if you don't like the raw garlic. But for me, especially with the lamb or the chicken thigh, the garlic's very good. And what we could do with that, too, is some of that marinade, before you put the product in, set aside some of that marinade that's all mixed up and use it as a sauce. Afterwards, you take a little bit of that marinade and use it to flavor some mayonnaise, whether you buy a good one or make your own. It's a good little reinforcement of the marinade. Put it on as a sauce afterwards. And I've always found that the sauces like that, that once they're cooked, they take on a little bit of different flavor than when they're not cooked. So you have this kind of herby, garlicky mayonnaise, if you will, that's, you know, not really spreadable. It's more of a squeeze bottle type. You just put it on afterwards. So your own little garlic sauce. You have your Speedies marinated. Again, freezer bag, best way to do it. You don't end up using as much marinade. Make sure the product, of course, is covered. And you turn it a couple of times just to make sure that it's marinating evenly. And chicken breast, if you like to use it, fine and dandy. Just make sure you cut uniform pieces. Chicken breast is kind of hard to do that with because you've got a thick part and a thin part. So if you're doing a thinner part, just to keep the cooking evenly, probably just fold, cut maybe a longer piece, and then fold it in half when you're putting it on the skewer. So you've got that same thickness as the other part of the breast. The other way, of course, if you don't like skewers, if you just do paillards, something lean that's just in the marinade and flashed on the grill, that's fine. So what's going to happen, though, the marinade, of course, you've got the oil and everything in there. When you're going to go grill, make sure you kind of let the excess marinade drain off. You don't want to throw too much oil on the grill. You're going to have a flare-up. And although a little bit of that might be desirable, you don't want a fire, especially if you have a little water in your vinegar or whatever in the marinade. Oil and water do not mix well, and that's where problems can happen. Speedies are nice when the product's done. Again, you can make shrimp skewers. You could have your chicken, your pork, whatever meats you like on there. They're good at room temperature. We like to slide them off onto a roll. Now, traditionally, it's just the meat, and you could serve it just as is, say, with your grilled vegetables. Probably a nice noodle salad or pasta salad would be in order. Of course, unless you like potatoes, but you can vary the theme, too, the seasoning. So, you know, we said, well, you could use, like, a garlic Italian dressing. You could also take it more of a soy and orange juice marinade. I mean, if you want, it's, you know, you can then have it maybe over a you know, a sesame noodle salad or something, an Asian slaw, things like that. Many ways you could vary this thing. Just the idea of some vegetables, some kind of base, and then your grilled skewers. Nice flexibility for everybody. You can pick what you like. I think if I was doing seafood, I would do it last. It's in case there's any allergies. And they will cook the quickest also, so you don't have to worry about the other stuff hanging out too long. But consider this, you know, for a Memorial Day, the speedies might be the way to go, or the skewers, kebabs. Vary your sauces a little bit. Now, when we're cooking these, we want a good high heat. It's not going to take as long as cooking ribs and things like that. It's going to cook fairly quickly. But you do want to make sure, especially in the case of the chicken, that they're cooked through. Pork, not so important anymore. It can be a little pink inside, a nice rosy pink. And the tenderloin, very good for that, too. Nice, and it's a little bit leaner. Rare pork isn't, to me, doesn't have any flavor, but nice medium to medium well. Pink there would be a nice point at which to take it off the grill. Wouldn't dry out too much. So you make sure you turn them. The grill usually tells you when it's ready, when the product's ready to be turned. When it loosens up a little bit, it's ready. I'm one of these, I turn a little more early and often. I don't like to char it on one side then flip it over. Allergies here. I had to clear my throat and apologize. I turn early and often. I know some people say, you got to get that a sear. When I'm sautéing, I like to see the liquid coming through from the bottom. Then I know to turn it over. But burgers, steaks, things like that, sometimes they don't lie flat when you turn them back over. They kind of arch a little bit because the product that's seared is shrinking up. Obviously, it's losing some water. And then you have uneven cooking on the other side. So make sure, again, grill is clean. Brush a little oil. If you use the vegetable spray, make sure you don't get it too close to the fire. We use it all the time, but the guys are careful. You can't just stick the nozzle right in there. You'll have a flamethrower. And depending on the BTUs, you know, the strength of your grill, you may want to close the lid. If you close the lid, you'll get a little bit of, even on a gas grill with the product, you'll get a little bit of maybe not smoke flavor, but that nice char that you like, you know, watch your thermostat and keep even cooking temperature. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's table. So, well, they're speedy. So, traditionally, I guess I got sidetracked before. But traditionally, even plain or slices of French bread were used to kind of grab a piece of the meat off the skewer and eat it. So, you've got the nice charred meat in a thin slice of bread. Other variations are you slice the bread, whether it's a hoagie roll or a French roll, lengthwise and kind of just slide. You're using the roll kind of like a mitt to hold onto the meat. Just slide the skewer off the meat there, and you've got your sandwich lined up in the roll. Then you can garnish it as you like. If you want to put some condiments or sauces, traditionally with Speedies, we don't veg them up too much, right? It's not like a hoagie. Now, the same idea. You could do flatbreads. You could do tortillas. Turn it into kind of a little taco-type thing or a fajita. If you need to be gluten-free, of course, you can make nice tortillas with masa harina, that nice finely ground corn flour. Don't use cornstarch. Don't use cornmeal. You find the masa. And relatively simple. It's just some warm water, a little bit of salt, and some folks like to use a little bit of melted shortening in there, which you may or may not want. You're going to be griddling these anyway to cook them, so you may not want the extra oil in there. Easily done in a a food processor or in a bowl. My guys make them at the restaurant all the time. And these, you'll roll out. Now, of course, a tortilla press is the ideal, but you can still roll them out with a small rolling pin and get the thickness you want. You want them fairly thin. And you just, these, you could do ahead. You just cook them on the griddle until they get a little bit of the nice brown splotches on them there. The flour's firm, cooked through. You can stack them, keep them warm. They steam back up after they're grilled if you want to do those ahead, even the day before. Wrap them up, refrigerate them, and then you could bring them back just under the hood of your grill at a low temperature, or just probably even a quick shot in the microwave. This way they're already cooked. So that could be your alternative for that. The other, if you don't like the skewer idea, flank steak, as we said before, London broil. You could do this with the flank is the best. The skirt's good. Any full, a full sirloin would be nice. Nice thin strips of meat. Do you want to? You can aggressively season this. Marinate, yes, you can marinate if you like, or just do a nice rub on the outside, barbecue rub or a black pepper rub. Again, a favorite marinade that does not cook the meat too much. By cooking, I mean the acid breaking down the proteins. The old orange juice, soy sauce, and a little bit of garlic. Three parts orange juice to one part soy, and then garlic as you like, either a crushed clove or minced, whichever you like. If you don't like garlic in there, don't put it in. Maybe put ginger or minced shallot. And that's pretty much it. And that this marinade flavors the meat well, has that little bit of tenderizing, but because the orange juice is a very mild acid, it doesn't discolor the meat. It might get, it'll turn, you know, the darker color a little bit on the outside, but the inside will still be nice and rare or red. It won't be gray like a sauerbraten. Sometimes the 5 days in the marinade, it kind of, the meat is kind of purple all the way through. So flank steak could be great. You could serve this as it is, or the same idea with wraps or tortillas, flatbread, even lettuce wraps. But if you have your grill out, grilled romaine. Now we've done if you can find the little gem, the gem lettuce romaines, by all means, a nice treat. They look like a full head of romaine, but they're about a quarter of the size. And one of these split in half is a good portion for a dinner salad, or even a half on the grill. Just flash it on the grill. We use a little bit of flavored oil. Actually, a good thing, again, if you have your favorite Italian dressing or your own, we use our herb vinaigrette. But you have these dressings I used to use for cooking all the time, especially home fries, is just take the oil. These dressings normally separate. So instead of emulsifying them, shaking them up, you just strain the oil off the top and use that for a flavored cooking oil. And actually, you can probably, if you get, you know, a little low, you can add a little bit of more oil and shake the bottle up and flavor that oil again. You probably get a couple of uses out of dressing. So good little hint there if you need a quick flavored oil that not necessarily pure olive oil or walnut oil or anything like that, but just a nice, if you like the flavor of it, just use that oil for cooking. Again, don't shake it up. Make sure you just skim the oil off so there's no water in it and you got a nice thing to cook with. So grilled romaine, flashed on the grill. We like to do a little bit of marinated onions and tomatoes with that. The grape tomatoes are always nice, or the small cocktail tomatoes cut in half. Again, some of the dressing. And Asiago, nice sharp cheddar, any kind of cheese you like. We don't. Some people just like the old Caesar dressing on there, but we like the vinaigrette with the vegetables on it. A little bit different take on it. And another alternative, sausages. I know we think of July 4th as the hot dog day, but there's so many nice sausages out there, and they're made with poultry, lamb, you know, vegetable even if you like, seafood sausages. But a mixed sausage grill is not a bad idea either. And what we like to do with that is, of course, the condiments. Mustards are classic. but you could a couple of flavored mustards. If you're doing this, make a get a combination of fresh and smoked sausages. The smoked ones are already cooked. You're just mainly warming them up. You could get a coarser ground, you know, your classic Italian sweet or hot sausage, but there are also different flavored sausages out there. There could be a Thai flavor. It could be a Southwestern flavor. And a lot of them are pork-based, but different seasonings in there. And it's always nice to have a little variety. You can cook them. You could do it one of two ways. You could poach them first or roast them a little bit and then finish them on the grill, or just get them on the grill and, you know, turn them again. You don't need very, very high heat. You don't want to burst the casing on them, but kind of roast them with the hood closed over a moderate heat grill. You don't need it too hot for that, especially if they're cooked sausages already, the finely ground, the German sausages really do not need that much cooking. You're just heating them back up, and you don't want to destroy them. Would always be good with that. Again, mustards, condiments. Potatoes are classic with sausage. I've done what I call them, for lack of a better term, a potato plank. So we've done roasted potatoes on the grill, again, with the vegetable basket, nice small mini potatoes or fingerlings. Toss them with oil or rosemary, and other people wrap them in foil. We've done that with a baked potato, or even sliced potatoes and onions. There's see recipes where you put them in a foil packet, and you're not really grilling them then. You're kind of roasting them in this foil. So what I used to do, even on a little hibachi, is take a good russet potato, same kind you'd make French fries or baked potatoes with, and cut them in long slices. Again, less handling. So you might get out of in the shape, you know, they're nice oval shape, so you might get three slices out of a potato, or maybe four. And you don't have to peel them. You can if you like, but you don't have to peel them. If you want to shave the two sides so you've got a flat surface, that would help. So you have these elongated discs, and as I say, I like them to be, you know, the 3/8 to not quite half an inch thick, just the same thickness as a French fry. And I would oil these, brush them with oil, and you season them, salt and pepper, and put them on the grill. And, you know, again, a medium-high grill, and make sure you're turning them. Again, it takes a little bit of attention. You don't want to burn them too much on one side. But turn them a few times, brush them with the oil, and what you're kind of doing is, you know, some of the oil is, and this is where you might want to use a pretty decent oil, a nice olive oil. And the oil will kind of soak in a little bit, just like a French fry. And toward the end, once the potato is cooked, which you can tell easy enough, just take a little toothpick and or your end of your fork, and if they're tender all the way through, you're fine. If you need to brown them a little bit more, just do that at the end. Turn the heat up at the end, get them brown, and you've got kind of a grilled French fry. And they're so, but you're still going to have that nice, soft baked potato inside. We've got to run. We've hit the end of the hour. Have a good holiday. We'll probably be on Rewind next week. Enjoy your Memorial Day, and get out there and cook. Chef Bill's Table.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Together we can work to end
the scourge of violence that has taken so many lives.
That's President Trump earlier today as he arrived in Israel, the second leg of his lengthy foreign trip, his first as commander-in-chief. The president now making a historic visit to the Western Wall in Jerusalem. He's the first sitting U.S. president to visit that holy prayer site. Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be holding a private meeting later today. Immediately after landing in Tel Aviv, the president said this on the tarmac.
Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never, ever.
Now, Iran is slamming the $110 billion arms deal the U.S.